Well, to discuss this further now, we're being joined by writer and political commentator Nasser Al-Omari from New York via Skype. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Al-Omari. Now, it's interesting to see that some figures in this opposition group are saying that this coalition has to be kept beyond the control of any other party. But this coalition was made by foreign backing. It was supported both materially and otherwise for the sake of achieving Western agenda in Syria. So why the division?
Well, to begin with, the coalition, the national coalition, is non-existent without the support of international powers as well as regional powers. So let us not kid ourselves about the nature of the national coalition. What you have is infighting among opposition abroad for positions of power after the collapse of the Syrian regime. And you have even more divisions within Syria. So we're talking about a very, very tough situation here. You have divisions, you have the opposition inside Syria, not Free Syrian Army, not recognizing the national coalition abroad, and you have all this infighting among the opposition. This is a very, very tough situation, and in a way it's understandable because all these countries want to have a share in the future of Syria, and that is creating all kinds of problems for the Syrian people.
Well, right now, we just saw the Arab League giving the national coalition, so to speak, a seat, Syria's seat, that is, in its latest meeting. Considering so much support materially and politically is being given to this coalition, how imperative is it for the West and its regional allies for this coalition to hold together for achieving its aims in Syria?
Well, the Arab countries have tried very hard now to keep this coalition going, and it's only by the influence of the Arab countries that the Syrian coalition abroad has continued to function as an entity. But there are powers in the Arab world that wish to present the Muslim Brotherhood as the main opposition. And Mr. Ahmed Mu'adh Ahmed Khatib is not happy with that type of trend. You also have issues with Hittu, who is close to the Muslim Brotherhood, who's also creating a lot of issues within the coalition. So right here, right there, you have a lot of infighting over positions of power. It's like everybody's running for office when there is no victory. And I have said repeatedly that the whole approach that the Arab world and the Western world is taking to the Syrian conflict is wrong, and it will not lead to any peace.
Right, and very quickly, if you can as well, this Syrian National Coalition was restructured once in the past as well due to such growing divisions and dissatisfaction from the West and its allies that it hasn't been achieving the aims it has been. Why can't this coalition seem to keep its act together?
Because they make promises to the opposition inside Syria. They promise them with weapons and support, and that doesn't always crystallize. But it's all the main factor here to think about is the conflicting interests of the international community and all these players who want to determine the future of Syria through advancing the interests of a certain group and the opposition over another. Unfortunately, all of this will spell more trouble for the Syrian people, and I don't see any way out of this conflict as a result of all the developments.
Okay, writer and political commentator Nasser Al-Omari, they're joining us via Skype from New York. Mr. Al-Omari, thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.